a legal face-off between George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, and one of the prop makers from that project has made its way to Britain's highest court. The prop maker is Andrew Ainsworth. He told the BBC he made many of the original costumes for the first Star Wars movie, which came out in 1977.
I think we made about 200 characters for the film. Stormtroopers, of TIE pilots, X-Wing pilots for Luke Skywalker, all sorts of characters.
This battle was over one particular costume for characters, the Imperial Stormtroopers.
Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Huh? Oh, the uniform.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
Here to rescue you from the actual stormtroopers, Darth Vader's minions who wore that classic white armored uniform.
For years, Mr. Ainsworth used his original prop molds to create replicas that he sold to Star Wars fans around the world. The stormtrooper helmet was one of his most popular items.
To me, it isn't any more important than all my other products.
George Lucas thought differently. His company, Lucasfilm, sued Ainsworth for copyright infringement.
And Lucas won his case in the U.S. But yesterday, the British High Court ruled in Ainsworth's favor. Now he can continue making and selling his replica Star Wars Stormtrooper helmets in the U.K., Europe, and the rest of the world, just not here in the U.S. The ruling was based on the fact that in the U.K., the helmet replicas are not protected by copyright law because they are not considered works of art. Sacrilege.